A Detective Under Fire by H.R.F. Keating. Read by Sheila Mitchell. Chapter 1. Detective Superintendent Harriet Martins, smart in uniform to the last button, stood that Thursday morning in March in the London office of Commander Boxhall, head of the ultra-prestigious Maximum Crime Squad, feeling flatly astonished. Just 2 minutes earlier, the Boxer, as thanks to tales about his attitude to life, love, and the criminal fraternity, he was known far and wide in police circles, had abruptly risen from behind his desk, and without a word of explanation or apology, had walked out. Almost immediately, through the room's partition wall, she had heard him calling out a good morning to members of the elite team next door. Sharply curious to know what it could have been that had caused him to leave so suddenly, when she'd only just arrived to pay him the necessary courtesy visit at the start of the inquiry she'd been brought down from Birchester to London to conduct, she had got to her feet and moved closer to the wall. And now she heard, loudly ringing out, a few words that sent through her a jolt of outrage. "What, she's arrived, has she, the dozy northern tart?" Immediately after her first reaction, she thought that whoever had shouted out those words had a pretty poor sense of geography. All right, Birchester does lie some 100 miles north of London. That hardly makes an officer of the Greater Birchester Police any sort of a northerner. Christ, how ignorant people are in the almighty metropolis about anywhere not within a few miles of their world. What's more, it isn't as if I'm Birchester-born or anything like it. Place of birth actually 50 miles south of London, child of an old Hampshire family, and educated, school and university, firmly in the south. And dozy? We'll see who's dozy when I've completed this inquiry.